having a great day. I'm Nicole Lappin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is getting ready to introduce herself to America. She's delivering the keynote address at the Republican National Convention this evening. She took a tour of the podium in St. Paul, Minnesota early this morning. Palin says she's excited about her speech. High-profile Republicans are praising the little-known governor. A former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani says that Palin has tremendous confidence. President Bush, meanwhile, is set to tour some of the damage left behind by Hurricane Gustav. The damage estimate is ranging from $2 billion to $10 billion. The governors of Louisiana and Mississippi have already asked for federal disaster declarations for areas affected by the storm. The declaration will basically free up federal dollars to help families and businesses rebuild. Meanwhile, the Florida Governor Charlie Crist has issued a state of emergency as Tropical Storm Hanna gained strength in the Atlantic. There's no certainty, though, that it would actually hit Florida. Overseas, now outraged Pakistan officials say a cross-border attack today by coalition forces killed at least 20 civilians. They say that helicopters ferried the troops from Afghanistan to a tribal area of South Waziristan, a haven for Taliban fighters. Pakistan called the attack a grave provocation. Officials with the U.S.-led coalition say that they knew nothing about the attack. Other violence today, snipers fired on the limousine of Pakistan's prime minister, striking the window at least twice. Officials refused, though, to confirm if the prime minister was actually in the car, saying only that he was not injured. A defiant North Korea reportedly has started reassembling its main nuclear plant. It was barely 2 months ago, you might recall, that Pyongyang blew up this water cooling tower in exchange for energy aid and removal from the U.S. list of terror sponsors. Well, the terror list is the sticking point. The Bush administration is holding out for an anti-nuke verification agreement. North Korea says the U.S. is breaking the anti-nuke agreement. Switching gears, a new spaghetti-eating champion was crowned over the weekend, and to win, he had to knock off the already crowned hot dog-eating champion. The $2,500 first prize might have been part of this motivation, as Bob Schout put away more than 5 kilos of pasta in the annual chili spaghetti eat-off. Now, Schout is ranked number 5 by the International Federation of Competitive Eating. Joey Chestnut, the hot dog champion he vanquished, is also the Federation's number one eater. Well, enjoy your lunch. Those are the headlines of this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, online, on TV, or on your cell phone.